The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Friday the 6th of September. In your Squiz today, no early election yet for Boris Johnson, the destruction of Hurricane Dorian, allegations against neurosurgeon Charlie Teo, and Friday Lights. This is your Squiz today. Claire, we're back again with Brexit this morning. To recap quickly, it's fair to say Boris Johnson lost control of Parliament yesterday. Let's go through some of the major movements. The bill to prevent a no-deal Brexit passed the lower house.
It passed the House of Commons and then went to the Lords, and the Lords have agreed that they will also waive it through by the end of Friday. It then needs to go back to the House of Commons if there's any amendments there. But yeah, that's going to get through.
Boris Johnson then called for an early election to be held on October 15, but he lost the vote for that.
Yes, he lost that vote too. And Jeremy Corbyn, who leads Labor, said that Labor shouldn't vote on that. That's because he says that that no-deal Brexit needs to be taken off the table before they go to an election. The concern, of course, being if they had an election on the 15th of October and it's still on their books that they're Brexiting on the 31st of October, it doesn't give much time. So he wants a no-deal Brexit taken off the table entirely, and then he'll consider an election. But in the process of all of that, Corbyn became the first leader of an opposition to knock back an election in British history.
Interesting times, that's for sure.
It is.
Boris Johnson's brother, who is also an MP, he quit yesterday.
An MP and a minister. So he was on the front bench. He is also a Remain supporter. There's a bit of a divide in the Johnson family on this one.
Yeah.
He has resigned from Parliament, and that, of course, is something that's been quite stunning to people there.
So where does that leave us now?
So where we're up to with all of this is that that bill that takes no-deal Brexit off the table is expected to get royal assent on Monday. At that point, Johnson's expected to put a motion to the Parliament again to go to an election. So hold on to your hats. We could be in an election phase next week. Who knows? We'll wait and see.
Oh, my gosh. There's also a link to a great BBC article that outlines with diagrams what could happen next. So
yeah, diagrams are helpful in this situation.
They're very helpful. As is our Squiz Shortcuts episode on Brexit, so check that out as well. As the floodwaters start to recede in the Bahamas, a clearer picture is starting to emerge of just how widespread the destruction is. What's of real concern is the damage to harbours, airports and hospitals, Claire.
And 20 people so far have been confirmed dead.
Yeah.
They're expecting that to rise quite dramatically. The United Nations says that there's about 70,000 people there in that region that are in need of life-saving aid. Of course, that's being hampered, as you say, by damage to some vital infrastructure there.
Back home now, Charlie Teo is one of the country's most well-known neurosurgeons. Journalist Kate McClymont published an investigative piece yesterday that outlined some pretty damning allegations about him.
There's claims of sexual misconduct, charging vulnerable patients really high fees, questions about the sorts of operations that he's doing to people who are terminally ill, and also questions about his links to underworld figure Mick Gatto. So it was quite an explosive article. Teo has responded by saying that it's inaccurate and biased, and he's asked his lawyers to have a look at it. That's, I guess, a step short of threatening legal action, but certainly it looks like it's on the way.
More to come on that. A new study says that regular consumption of soft drinks, both sugar sweetened and artificially sweetened, was associated with a greater risk of all causes of death. That is bleak.
I really like a no sugar fizzy drink every now and then. This has given me pause for thought, I guess, but it's a big study. There's 500,000 people in it. And what they're saying is that people who consume one or two glasses a day of an artificial sweetened drink had greater risk of death from circulatory diseases. If you go full leaded petrol, the full sugar kind of offer, then death associated from digestive diseases is something that's on the cards. What they're saying, though, is that it might not actually be down to the the drinks. It might just be that elevated soft drink consumption could be a marker for overall unhealthy lifestyles.
The American drinks industry has come out and said that more than half of all beverages sold today contain no sugar. A quick word now from one of our podcast partners, Urban U. It's a universal fact that having a clean home makes relaxing after a busy day at work a whole lot easier. Urban U connects you with top quality pre-screened and independent cleaners. All you need to do is book a cleaner at a time that suits you and enter Squiz30 on checkout for $30 off your first clean. Head to the email for that link, but I'll also pop it into the episode notes as well. Every Friday, we put three things into the email that we're loving. One guy on Twitter said Friday Lights was his favorite part of the quiz, so no pressure,
no
Claire.
Pressure. I'll try.
This week, you're getting us up to speed on Lizzo beating.
She is everywhere at the moment, yeah. And it's that little pop culture update, I guess, particularly for anyone that's probably of a certain age. It's good to just be aware of these
for
sorts
of
things.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm firmly in that age category. Interesting to see, too, Beyonce's birthday this week. She spent that at a Lizzo performance. So, yeah, it's definitely a thing. This week also, she's had her first number one on the US Billboard charts. So there's links to all of that just to become a bit more Lizzo aware.
She does a thing called flute and shoot. So
I know what that is now.
Yeah, same.
The things you learn.
I'm redeeming myself from my Lil Nas X black hole of knowledge, I hope.
Yeah, no, that definitely gives you some points.
Yes. And I'm going to wait and see how you pronounce this one. You've got a recipe for?
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
I think it's broccoli. Yes. I know that I have a record of saying broccoli, but definitely broccoli. There's a great roasted broccoli with chili and garlic, which I do quite regularly. So I'm going to get that out again. I've got a bit of a thing with broccoli at the moment.
It looks pretty delicious. It's a good way to get your greens. Every day, the subject line of the email relates to a story. What do you have for us today?
Today, I've got, I'm thinking about, there's many versions of this song, but I'm thinking about the James Taylor one, which is How Sweet It Is. That, of course, goes to our soft drink story.
I'm going to have that in my head now.
It's a good song.
Well, Claire, I made it. One full week of early mornings.
Congratulations. We appreciate your efforts.
Well, Kate's having a great time in New York, so she better bring me back a good souvenir. That's it from us today. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. If you're out and about pottering on the weekend, give our Squiz Shortcuts series a go. They're short form explainers on some of the big news topics of the moment, like Hong Kong and Brexit. Have a great weekend and we will chat to you on Monday.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.